This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Broadcasting worldwide. We have Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, a really smart guy, to give us his view on the geopolitical machinations with Iran, Saudi Arabia, the carbon taxes, globalism, all in the next segment. But Savannah Hernandez, InfoWars.com, Intrepid reporter, was going through a report she filed in Austin, Texas, where they say the world ends in 7 years, but we're really doing it just to scare people. The video's up on InfoWars.com. Please spread it like any key intel, because they're brainwashing these kids and terrorizing them. Let's go back to that report.
I know Beto O'Rourke came forward, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They said we had about 10 to 12 years to fix things before. I'm not sure if, like, either we all die or if it's irreversible. What do you guys think about all of those comments?
I think it's, like, that amount of time until it's irreversible. But once it's irreversible, like, we're kind of done for. There's nothing else we can do. It's kind of scare tactics sometimes, but you kind of have to scare people to jumpstart them to do anything about it, because, like she said, there is data to back it up about the way things are headed.
I mean, it is about fear, and whether it's happening, whether those things are going to happen in a matter of years or a matter of millions of years, it's going to happen eventually. So if we can scare people into making a difference now and save that for even later, then...
What would you say to the people who say that climate change activists are just really extreme or overly exaggerated, saying that we're either going to burn to death or that the earth is going to flood? What would you say to that?
I think that, honestly, yes, there are some extremes in climate change, but I think that we need those extremes because we have such, especially in politicians, no one's really doing anything, so I think we have to have those extremes to have something happen.
A lot of the times I've read news stories about how climate activists are over-exaggerated by saying they're going to burn up or, I guess, drown to death. What do you guys think about those claims? What do you guys think about those news stories that try to debunk climate change?
Well, I think we have to pay attention to scientists. Science tells us that this is a real issue, and we need to pay attention and take action.
There's no over-exaggeration. Many of our biggest cities are in low-lying areas that would be completely flooded if the sea level rose even just a few feet, and it will if we do nothing.
Honestly, I'm not sure. I think it would be more plausible for it to be a bit more slow and a bit less understated than us just burning to death, but we will die, I'm sure of it.
Well, folks, we heard a lot of facts and statistics today, and, well, we're going to die. This isn't Savannah Hernandez with Action 7 News.
These people are a death cult, and they just hand over their whole lives to people. Meanwhile, you have in 2003, Al Gore says all the coastlines, everything will be flooded by 2013, and then none of it happens. The ice caps will all be melted, none of it happens. Then Obama buys a $14 million mansion right on the water in Martha's Vineyard. And these people, you go to them, you go, here's hundreds of times they lied. They go, I don't want to see that. It's all true. We're all dead. They just like to get into hysteria and then sign over their power to some world government where China puts out all this dirty energy, ours is clean, and you talk to them and they just go, shut up, racist.
Right, and those two women actually that said, oh, this is a fear-based movement, we need to scare people into taking action. I actually brought up the famine forecast from 1975. I said this didn't actually happen. Do you think it's right to scare children using these statistics, these facts? And they were saying, well, we need to scare people into taking action. We need to be extreme about it, because if we're not, if we don't scare people, if we don't invoke fear into people, no one's going to do anything. So as we can see, the scientists are using a lot of fake statistics. They're just trying to scare us into following what they want.
And in closing, where do you, as they get more hysterical, I'm going to ask Joel this coming up, people aren't believing it anymore. They're just going crazy.
Right, and I think that goes into all of our politicians. You know, they get so extreme that people just start waking up to it, and that's what we can hope for this as well, is that people just start waking up to it and realizing that it's not as extreme as all these fake scientists and all these fake statistics are making it seem.
In fact, it's the opposite of what they're saying. We need carbon dioxide really bad. Well, your report's up on newswars.com. Can't wait to see what you do next. You're popping in all the shows. We're developing a whole show for you if you'll do it. Savannah Hernandez, she's awesome. We'll be back with Joel Skousen. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Joel Skousen is a former Marine aviator, Vietnam era. He's an author. He's one of the top recognized experts on safe places around the world, not just the U.S. And he's also authored a lot of best-selling books on that subject. We sell the books and a boiled-down film of it, Strategic Relocation, the book and the film, at InfoWarsStore.com. His main site is World Affairs Brief. WorldAffairsBrief.com. He's with us for the balance of the hour, and I want to cover the waterfront here with him, the huge crisis with one half of Saudi Arabia's oil production knocked out, one-fifth of the world supply, proxy armies, India going into Kashmir, these giant Russian-Chinese drills that are going on, all the major geopolitical movements taking place. Looks like Bibi Netanyahu is going to be taken out of power with this new coalition government. He's hanging on by his fingernails, but the word is he's about to be gone. What does all this symbolize? Why are the Democrats going so insane? What are they going to pull out of their hat? They usually pull a false flag. There's just so much to cover here today with Joel Skousen. So let's dive in first to the flashpoint in the Strait of Hormuz and in the Middle East with what's really going on, because we've seen freighters grabbed, we've seen sanctions increased, we've seen cruise missiles blow up, again, these oil refineries. We have the rebels take credit, but then the U.S. says it was fired out of Iran. Well, Joel Skousen is an expert on a lot of these, so he can bring his wide range of knowledge together and give us his best approximation of exactly what's going on here. Joel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Alex. The attack on the refinery in Saudi Arabia was a very, very sophisticated false flag. I believe they piggybacked on top of a Houthi drone attack. But the damage to the various spherical gas containment tanks could not have been done by any of the weapons that they claim Iran has or have showcased as exploded ordnance, which there's no proof that they were exploded ordnance from that area. What you have here, you have 14 spherical tanks that were hit in exactly the same place on every single tank. I mean, that is super precision. And none of those tanks exploded, Alex. I know of no weapons other than depleted uranium rounds that can enter a tank and not explode it. And in order to even do that, because a depleted uranium round will create a tremendous amount of heat and sparks, and they would have ignited the gas too, unless those tanks were empty and purged before that. In other words, the only fires that you see here, and they only lasted a few hours instead of days at a normal refinery fire, those were where pipeline areas were hit, probably by the Houthi drone attacks with explosive warheads. But what's interesting is the spherical tanks that were hit, supposedly full of gas, should have exploded, even if you hit with a direct round. But it certainly couldn't have been hit with a cruise missile, which has an explosive warhead, couldn't have been hit with any kind of missile with an explosive warhead and not exploded. Even if the tanks were empty, those tanks themselves would have exploded with an explosive warhead. So it had to be depleted uranium rounds. That means either the U.S., Russia, or China provided the ammunition for that attack, and Israel is the most likely candidate for having done that false flag attack. There's another piece of evidence, too. The U.S. says that Iran did this, but and you've got a picture up there right now of those tanks that were not exploded. They all have a hole in it, about a foot in diameter, but no explosion. I mean, this is impossible with today's ordnance unless those tanks were empty. But in any case, if those attacks came from Iran, they would have had to overfly all the U.S. naval assets in the Persian Gulf that have Aegis radars. Kuwait and Bahrain have major long-range radar. The U.S. has produced no radar tapes showing those assets, missiles, cruise missiles, or drones coming from Iran. And the reason they can't show the radar tapes is they don't exist. And there's no way that the U.S. could have missed that attack coming, which means that they could have warned Saudi Arabia. The entire purpose of these U.S. assets, or one of the three purposes, is to safeguard Saudi Arabia's oil supply. And so what I'm saying is that there's no way it could have come from Iran. I think it had to be special weapons. Those tanks had to be empty, which means that Saudi Arabia had to be part of the collusion of letting their own oil refinery go down. And it's not going to be down for 6 months or a year. They now say it's going to be back up and operational in a year. In a month. And that's because, you see, those holes in those tanks have already been cut out. They're rewelding planks into those tanks, can be operational within a couple of weeks. And the rest of the refinery just has holes in it, very, very little destruction. This refinery can be up and running in a month. So this was not an attack by Iran. This had to be a sophisticated false flag attack where they piggybacked on a Houthi attack. And the Houthis have every reason to be attacking Saudi Arabia. They've been under attack from Saudi Arabia for many, many years and killing thousands of civilians. And so, yeah, there's a good picture of that hole in the tank right now. That could not have been done by an explosive warhead.
So what was it done by then, like an armor-piercing larger round?
No, armor-piercing is explosive as well. This had to be depleted uranium, and the tank had to be empty. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're right. I mean, a lot of armor-piercing does have the incendiary inside of it, a little explosive, yeah. So let me ask you this. What about all the photos that are identified and look similar to Iranian drones? Are you saying a third-party country like Israel would actually cook up even the fake drones that look Iranian?
No. Iran is supplying drones to the Houthis, and so the Houthis claim credit for this. They were using Iranian drones. So it's just like the U.S. supplying weapons to everyone around the world, and someone does an attack with U.S. weapons. You blame the United States? Well, indirectly, for supplying the weapons. And we've proven, and I've had the information in the World Affairs Brief from Dilyana Gaitansheva, the Bulgarian journalist, documenting how all of these weapons depots in ISIS are U.S. weapons, and you can trace their serial numbers back to U.S.
Oh, absolutely. Contact. Obama let them all in. And of course, you and I, back 3 years ago, 2 years ago, when there were all these attacks, we said it was false flags. Because the ISIS and Al-Qaeda folks, Al-Nusra, shot videos celebrating because they wanted to be rock stars back home, but our media blamed Assad. It later came out that, indeed, those were false flags, and then we got internal documents that Google sought to censor myself and Dr. Ron Paul. I don't know if you saw this, Skousen, but some of your stuff was mentioned, too, in the reports. That's why they wanted us off air, because they were worried when there were future false flags that we would question it.
Yeah, well, we have good reason to question. As I say, there's just no way that Iran could have done this without the U.S. tracking and warning Saudi Arabia. How come the defense system was shut down? They've got Hawk missile bases around the...
Explain that to people, because they've got missile systems. Right, even 30-year-old systems should be able to shoot these down. They have advanced systems, correct?
That's correct. They have advanced systems. They have Hawk systems. They have French systems, which aren't that good. But they are still, you know, usable for these things. I mean, there was nothing shot at any of these drones or missiles coming in. But I can tell you that if any attacks occurred from the Houthis, they occurred at those elements where there were fires. But those attacks on those spherical gas tanks were not by Houthi drones.
So what type of DU round would that be? I mean, the Abrams is too large a Sabo. What would it be?
Well, I mean, it's probably a 20-millimeter, even a 20-millimeter depleted uranium round would make a foothold in a tank like that. But it's not an explosive order. An explosive order would have torn that tank completely to pieces. There wouldn't be anything left of those tanks with any kind of explosive warhead.
Well, again, I'm not a military guy, but if I was going to be shooting oil tanks, I would use an incendiary round or an armor piercing that goes through and explodes.
Yeah. I mean, any regular explosive round, not even armor piercing, would have gone through those tanks. I mean, those tanks have 3/8-inch steel walls on it. Anything can penetrate that, especially an explosive.
Well, let's talk about geopolitics. Let's talk about why Trump's not attacking Iran. Does he know he's being set up? Because what you said is actually what I believe happened, is that this is like another Bay of Pigs attempt to set Trump up. Let's talk about.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really... bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I don't think there's any doubt that we're in a major crossroads in human destiny. There's so many incredible developments happening. Evil's really coming out of the closet right now. We'll talk about that next segment with Joel Skousen, the editor of worldaffairsbrief.com. And we're also going to get into some of the other societal decay that's taking place. But when I looked at this, you had the Israeli election coming up. You've got Trump saying he wants to meet with the Iranian leaders and try to end the sanctions and have a peace deal. You know, they've been sabotaging his attempted peace deals with North Korea as well. And I know that you have shadow diplomacy by Obama and Hillary and the deep state. And then they have their own deep state in Iran. And some evidence shows the CIA helped put them in 79. So I'm thinking, are they doing this with plausible deniability, using the rebels as cover to say, to embarrass Trump and to get him to strike for some setup? Or would it be another place like Israel or factions of Israel wanting something for an election? Then they're tracking an attack that already comes in from the rebels, who we know have attacked Riyadh with missiles and things before, so they piggyback on it. I mean, I agree with Joel Skousen, but he was a Marine Corps, you know, aviator in Vietnam. He knows about these weapon systems. These do look more sophisticated, more targeted. They're very precise, kind of like the Star Wars analogy. They look at the sandcrawler, and I've never seen sand people hit something this big. And Obi-Wan Kenobi says, we were only meant to think they hit this. Imperial stormtroopers did it. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. So there's your cheesy Star Wars analogy. So I think that is the big telltale here. I agree with him. We have the aerial photos. It's very precision. And why was there a stand down? But then Iran, I wouldn't trust those Moodles as far as I could throw them either. They've been under sanctions a long time. They have been grabbing ships in the Strait of Hormuz. So Joel, of all those competing theories, I think what comes out of it here is we're not getting the full story. And I think that Trump is holding back because I think he realizes this could be like Bay of Pigs to embarrass Kennedy. Or this could be like 1979 with the Delta Force failed raid into Iran for the hostages as well. What do you think?
Well, I don't think Trump has a great deal of understanding about the false intelligence he's getting from the agencies. The mainstream media, including Fox News, continues to push home the news. You've got to believe our intelligence professionals. We've got to believe them. And Trump seems to believe them. But in spite of the false intelligence that he's getting, because of his previous campaign promises to end the war in Afghanistan and get out of these foreign wars, he is very reluctant to do this. And you know, the intelligence community or the National Security Agency is supposed to give him options. And he's rejecting all the options except for sanctions. That's the only thing he says, let's increase sanctions, which clearly showed I'm not going to attack right now. Now, they keep throwing other false flag attacks. I mean, the shoot down of the drone was a provocation. The bigger provocation initially on Iran was sending a P-8 with 35 crew members into Iranian territory and get him to shoot down American soldiers. That would have brought war. And Iran said, no, we're going to shoot the drone down, which was there to photograph the P-8 and its destruction. They shot down the drone and left the P-8 alone, and Trump appreciated that, the fact that they didn't do that. So, I don't like the mullahs. I don't like Iranians' restriction of liberty on people. Iran is not the biggest terrorist sponsor in the world. The United States deep state is, along with Israel and Saudi Arabia. And it's important to notice that the mainstream media continues to hype and bring out this paradigm, or I'm not saying paradigm, but this the standard story. For example, every time you hear about Iran, you hear this standard response, the biggest sponsor of terror in the world. It's just impossible. Iran is, in fact, sponsoring all of the fighters against U.S.-backed terror. And that's why the globalists want to take down Iran.
And let's explain that. That's the whole project going on for decades with Saudi Arabia, with the Mujahideen, starting the fight with Russia. I mean, give people some background on that, because that's an admitted fact. When Trump was on the campaign, he's saying Hillary and Obama are the founders of ISIS. They really are.
Yeah, but he didn't understand what I'm saying. He only meant by the Iran agreement that they were, what he meant by Syria, by being permissive, by not allowing us to go in and attack, that they allowed ISIS to grow. That's what Trump meant. And that is stupid. It was a direct creation. The U.S. deep state took 50% of the U.S.-backed terrorists in Syria and said, you're now called ISIS.
Yes.
It was just a name change. We'll give you priority on weapons. They had three big weapons depot established.
Sure, that's all admitted fact. And Senator Paul and Senator Cruz did talk about that, though. But expanding on that, then, what do you expect to happen next, seeing all these things develop?
Well, the globalists are not going to back down from fighting Iran because, as I said, Iran is the only direct opponent other than the Russians in Syria, which aren't doing very much right now. But Iran is the only direct opponent of the U.S.-backed war on terror. And it's not just Syrian-backed rebels, which there is no difference between those. There are no moderates in Syria. They're all just like ISIS, and that's why you can separate. They call them by different names. But I'm convinced that Israel trains most of those terrorist leaders. They are the best at infiltrating Arab and Muslim countries. They use Israeli Arabs that are part of Israel, bring them into the IDF and train them to run terrorism and other things. So the normal terrorists around Syria and Iraq, et cetera, don't know that they're being run by the United States, other than the fact that their weapons depots are full
of
U.S.
Let's expand on that, because you can pull up UPI and AP reports from the mid-90s admitting that one Israeli government founded Hamas as a counterbalance to Hezbollah. And to explain to people, because the main move in doing all this is to, quote, drive a fissure and cause a civil war between Shiite and Sunni, and then use the threat of terror as a pretext for Western expansion in the Middle East.
Well, first of all, I want to correct one. It's not that Israel creates Hamas or that they created Yasser Arafat and a Palestinian Liberation Organization, but they did help fund it. And that's just like the globalists helping to fund and allow Russia and China to steal military technology. It's not that they control them. It's not that they're running those two
countries. I'm not saying they command the whole thing, but that was the headline, was at its very inception. There was Western funding into it to create a counterbalance against Hezbollah.
Right, but it wasn't direct funding. It always comes through surrogates so that it's not obvious that the U.S. Otherwise, they would be suspicious because Hamas hates the United States. It's the great Satan. And so it's all through subterfuge. I mean, that's why the U.S. deep state, when they're funneling weapons to Syria, they use cutouts, they use weapons dealers, they use Silkway Airline under diplomatic cover to bring in these weapons, and they go through several chains of command until they get to the rebels themselves. And the rebels, of course, think we just stole this stuff from the Americans. They don't really know that their operations would be run at the highest level.
Sure, and remember a few years ago, ISIS even had to put videos out saying, we don't really work with the West. Don't believe that, because they were so upset about you, myself, Ron Paul, and others exposing that.
Yeah, I mean, it was so obvious. You know, all those orange jumpsuits, where did they get those? The 100 Toyota trucks that came from U.S. Requisition orders, where did they get those? I mean, this is clearly a U.S. operation. And no terrorist organization that's trying to control the world goes around
Well, let's talk about this when we come back, because what does the system really think of Trump? Who do you think he really is? What do you think is coming next? With Joel Skousen, stay with us. Band.video is the answer to censorship. Band.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Band.video. Band.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Troy. Sawyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
WorldOfFirstBrief.com is our guest. Be sure to check it out. Please don't forget that we're having store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points at 50% off, all preparedness items, water filters, air filters, high-quality storable food, emergency radios, shortwave radios, and all the award-winning supplements like X2, the good halogen. Find out about that. It's so important. And, of course, all the other great products like the 8-pack power stack, AM, PM packs to take all your vitamins and minerals and more at one time. All of this funds the resistance, the globalists. They really want to shut us down for good reason, because we're not controlled and we are governed by the truth and trying to really get at the truth, not the false disinformation. But, you know, after we get more into the geopolitics with Iran, with Joel Skousen, I want to get into China, as I see it being our main opposition. But, of course, we have the globalists here running us in a moment, and all the footage coming out of their torture camps and the rest of it, and you know, really how we're seeing Chinese-style censorship come here to America. But first, let's hear from this little piece that triggers leftists. Here it is. Ministry of Truth brings you the Chinese Communist Century. Produced by the CFR. Shaikon Dragon, Fentanyl. Here he is.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit Band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. I just caught you, American. You visited Band.video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Band.video or I have to hurt your eyes.
Joel Scouse is always so serious. Hey, Joel, what do you think of that?
Brilliant. I'm glad to see you come up with Band.video. There's got to be some alternative to YouTube that allows the truth to come out without being censored.
Well, you're welcome to have a dial-in and a channel on it. We're going to expand it to folks that do great work like you do to be providers. And so anything goes as long as we know the folks are good and have a great history like you do. Getting back to the serious issues, though, part of me wants to keep supporting Trump at every level because a lot of the good things he's doing, the globalists clearly are upset at him and don't run him. And I think that's the main issue they have with him. And he's fighting the fentanyl, and he's, you know, trying to help the border some. Second Amendment, he's been a lot better than Hillary. But not standing up to the censorship yet. He keeps promising he is. And just letting all of this happen, shifting gears into Trump and just the state of the country right now in 2020 and what you think's coming next year, because things are already crazy.
Well, Trump continues to baffle his globalist advisors. He doesn't have the background that I want him to have about the deep state and about controlling terror. He doesn't know when he's being lied to. But he does have these instincts, which occasionally, want to take out of Afghanistan or take the troops out of Afghanistan. I think, for example, that the U.S. intelligence pulled a false flag in that terrorist attack that came out while the Taliban were negotiating with Donald Trump. There's no way the Taliban leadership would have scheduled a terror attack during those negotiations when they're so close to getting 5,000 troops more out of Afghanistan. But the Taliban, people have to understand, and I cover this in the World Affairs Brief, is composed of a lot of separate groups, none of which are controlled by a central hierarchy. And so it's very, very easy for the U.S. with their Israeli-trained ISIS people to infiltrate one of those groups and pull off a terrorist attack and then to claim credit for it in the name of the Taliban. And, the Taliban isn't going to disavow that necessarily because they are made up of very disparate groups. But I just think it's like the Iranians capturing a tanker that is flagged in Japan when Prime Minister Abe was there and negotiating peace with Iran. That's just impossible to happen. Nobody in the right mind would do that. And so these are false flag attacks that are happening to sabotage. But Donald Trump doesn't know any of that. He doesn't ever see any of that. He's only guided by those instincts, and they are normally turned around eventually by another false flag. I'm frankly surprised, Alex, that this false flag attack on, or this piggyback false flag attack on the Arabian oil didn't get Trump to attack, but it didn't, and I'm pleased with that. But I'm afraid I don't have any confidence in him doing anything consistently that is going to stop the deep state. Now, the one thing that is positive is that he did not pick a globalist for the new national security advisor. Robert O'Brien is not a good conservative in the sense that he doesn't know about the deep state. He's a people pleaser like Mitt Romney. But he is a faithful Mormon. He doesn't have any vices. He doesn't have a corruption thing, which is on the mark that everybody in the deep state has to be corrupt to a high degree in order to have blackmail on them. So he is a deep state. But unfortunately, he's not going to do anything but he's going to be a believer in the false intelligence that comes from all the CIA briefings, just like Mitt Romney would be. But at least he's not knowing deep state. So he's not going to be pushing Donald Trump into doing something like John Bolton would have done.
And I think that's what Trump said. Trump said, I'm sick of hearing what Bolton has to say. He has terrible ideas. And was basically trying to bully Trump, is what I'm told. So Trump's gotten somebody that'll do what he says instead of being the deep state neocons puppets. The system's got to be frustrated with Trump right now, obviously unable to remove him. The Russiagate's falling apart. This new Ukraine thing blew back onto them. But they're not going to give up.
No, absolutely not. They're not going to give up on the attack on Iran. You're going to see more false flags. I think what they're looking for, the next false flag, though, has to be enough to hurt American civilians or military. And I think that's what will tip Trump over the edge on that. Trump is, unfortunately, you know, using tariffs in his war with China on this. And, you know, tariffs are a mixed bag. They really end up, in fact, he's compromised a lot on the tariffs. You know, big Silicon Valley complained to him about the tariffs on computers, and so he backed off on those particular tariffs. In fact, one of the most conservative U.S. senators was Senator Mike Lee from Utah. In the past 3 or 4 months, he's been bought out by big tech in Silicon Valley, offering unlimited green cards for people from India and, you know, not taking on Google in terms of censorship. I'm very, very saddened with what's happened to Mike Lee. Rand Paul seems to be the only one who seems to be holding the line.
It's really amazing when we read the Google documents that came out last year. Anybody can pull these up, a Google paid group to delist InfoWars. But when you read the documents, it says, and by the way, in some of these you're mentioned, that he has Ron Paul on and he's covering this and they're, you know, and then these people are talking about how these are false flags. And they're so upset that we're just here pointing out that a lot of this stuff ends up to be staged. And it really shows how the power structure is not all powerful. They thought Hillary was going to be in. Trump got in, but I think that's a fluke. If Trump doesn't take major action against election fraud and other issues, I think they're going to steal the election from Trump, and then I think they're going to really pull something big to try to sew up the country and shut down the populist movement that got Trump in. What do you think?
Well, that's been my philosophy all along. They've got to get rid of Trump. But, you know, it's interesting that Hillary says, you know, the election was stolen from me. But, in fact, Trump won in spite of the Democratic process of stealing votes by the kinds of registrations that they do and the computerized vote switching that goes on. There's been not a single example of computerized vote switching in favor of Donald Trump. Nothing.
Never.
It's only been in favor of Hillary, and it's still going on. It came out in that Southern race. It was a primary for the Republicans when it was switched a vote for the conservatives.
Oh, it's just constant. It's constant.
And he got it on video. And so, you know, they said, well, we can fix this. Well, look, you don't fix it. This is not a computer error. Computers can't make these kinds of errors.
So it's being pre-programmed in. We'll be right back with Joel Scott of WorldFirstBrief.com. I want to shift gears into moral decline with him. Remember Jocelyn Elder saying, reach down to the children, help them play with their weenies. Well, I'm not kidding. That's now happening in schools. What do we do about this at this point? There's got to be a line in the sand. These people need to be indicted.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Joel Skousen, WorldFirstBrief.com is our guest. You go to DrudgeReport.com, Trump the Invincible. And you've got the Washington Post saying his reaction to the whole Ukraine situation, saying they better watch out that all the dirt's on their side, shows that he thinks he's invincible. I wouldn't call it invincibility. I mean, it's the Clintons that helped overthrow that place and cause, with Obama, the Civil War. It's the State Department. It's George Soros. And they're the ones that gave their families all these sweetheart deals, like Joe Biden's son. He's the one. And so, like Trump said, I'm not going to be recorded on the phone telling somebody to do something or we'll do sanctions. This is all lies. And the whistleblowers, third party, didn't hear this themselves. So it's more of this Kavanaugh stuff. Where they know people aren't buying into this Kavanaugh. And now two more of the women came out, as you know, Joel, last week and said, we were never even contacted. I never even knew Kavanaugh. This is just made up. So they're so reckless now, they just don't seem to care. It's like they've gone crazy. What do you think's really going on here? And what do you make of the Washington Post trying to say Trump thinks he's invincible? Why should he even buy into this, like the whole fake Russiagate thing? I mean, I think that's the right response to say this is ridiculous crap. What do you think?
Well, it is dangerous to flatter Donald Trump. He's very subject to flattery. When you tell him that he's invincible, he loves it. He'd love to believe that. But what it does, it's an attempt to make him less careful. so that he makes even more mistakes. I think that's what they're trying to lure him into. But, you know, the Democrats are so over the top in these just literally insane proposals, giving benefits to everyone, free education, free medical care, Medicare for all, $93 trillion for this and that, climate change. I was nauseous almost listening to those high school students that your girl interviewed, how stupid they are, just parroting things without any facts, talking about we're going to die and that those, you know, cities are going to flood. I mean, it's just ridiculous, and it's not going to happen any more than the melting of the ice caps revelations.
And when you
happen.
Tell them Obama just bought a house on the beach, or that all Al Gore's predictions were lies, or that they make money off the carbon tax, they go, shut up, that's right-wing lies when it's all admitted fact.
Yeah, but, you know, we're suffering, and this is one of the long-term problems that I really worry about. You know, the public education propaganda is finally coming home to roost. I mean, when conservative Brigham Young University has 30% of students vote for Hillary Clinton in the last election, that was unheard of in the days when I went to Brigham Young University. And that shows how, you know, it's having its impact. These millennials are coming into college. They're bringing these idiotic ideas, and they're just repeating and parroting what
50% say in that they support communism.
Yeah, and they really don't know, you know, anything about the history of communism. They've been shielded from the history of Joseph Stalin and all of those. And we're dealing with a more sophisticated form of socialism called Fabian socialism. We have private property. They tell you you're free, but we control you. You know, we have regulations for everything. And that's why Britain wanted out of the EU and why they're not letting them out of the EU. They keep sabotaging them. But in the long term, my geopolitical view is that, you know, the big threat, everything's going to still keep going more or less fat, dumb, and happy for the West until this big World War III comes with Russia and China. And they
that
are.
That was my next question. You just read my mind. DrudgeReport.com is linked to our article that has the dramatic footage. Dramatic footage captures major Russia-China war games involving over 120,000 K soldiers. What do you make of India going into Kashmir and the situation in Hong Kong and Taiwan? I mean, are these not proxy wars?
But yes and no. For example, Hong Kong is a Tiananmen Square waiting to happen, but China is so worried about, you know, coming up with another bashing Tiananmen Square where they kill thousands of people, and they tried to cover it up. You know, China said there was no man standing in front of the tank. There was nobody killed at Tiananmen Square. It was just an outright lie. And they're desperate. They know because of you know, Frontline documentary on Tiananmen Square and things, that the word is out. They really did kill a lot of people. They've got a lot of troops stationed around Hong Kong, and Hong Kong protesters are not backing down with the puppet government in Hong Kong giving in and saying that what is that?
Well, they're saying that they're going to not now extradite people to the mainland without charges.
The extradition law has been, but you know, they could bring it right back up immediately. They want a permanent guarantee there's going to be no extradition. They put in prison and arrested some of the old grandfatherly type people that are in the protest.
Absolutely. I mean, we see people fighting for freedom in the East, but then you know, people not fighting for it here in America because, as you said, we've been free so long we have no idea what we're even facing. It's almost like Native Americans who had no immunity to smallpox and it killed them all. We just haven't been around this type of tyranny in so long that we don't know what it's like. But those right under its shadow are fighting so valiantly. And even the New York Times, as you I'm sure know, has been praising Mao Zedong. And now they spray paint on the walls in Austin. China is going to defeat Trump. And even the Washington Post says, you know, Xi, please crush Trump. I mean, that's the words, defeat him, crush him. I mean, these people are crazy.
Well, they've been propagandized. They just don't have any basis of knowledge for this stuff that they're saying. They're pro-socialist because they don't understand the concept of hidden victims. Socialism always had hidden victims. Regulations always have hidden victims.
Well, yeah, where's all the free money going to come from people that don't want to work?
Yeah. And so it's very serious. But I think the major threat to us, the globalists are smart enough to keep everyone pretty fat, dumb, and happy. That's why there's not going to be a collapse of the economy. There's going to be perhaps a correction in the stock market, which is overblown, to help bring down Trump in the next election. But The big problem comes in World War III when we're going to absorb a nuclear first strike, our military is going to be decapitated, and our leaders are going to come out of their bunkers and say, we didn't know this was happening, but the only way we can defend ourselves now is to join in a militarized global government with taxing power and all the things that the Britons, you know, doesn't want out of the EU.
It's like World War I and World War II were engineered to bring in the League of Nations and the UN. That is their plan. We'll talk about that again at a future date with Joel Skousen here. I meant to get to this, but let's cover it briefly now. As you know, Jocelyn Elders, famously as the Surgeon General, got fired for saying we're going to help the children, the teachers are going to masturbate the children. I hate to talk about that on air, but this is going on. A Daily Mail article, children as young as six are to be given compulsory self-touching lessons by the schools, and now they're bringing it to the U.S. I mean, this pedophile takeover is out in the open. Why are they pushing it so hard now? It's everywhere.
Well, it's a matter of adjusting people to it. You know, first you tolerate something, and now you have to have the problem, Alex. The bottom line is you got to get your kids out of the public schools. Public schools are controlled by the government. They're going to get more and more of this transgender education, this pro-gay education. You just simply got to get your kids out. And, California's shutting down the vaccine exemptions. And you simply have to say, I'm sorry, we're not dealing with this anymore. There's no way, and you should never try to improve the public schools. You don't try to improve an inherently evil institution. It just keeps people in there longer. People need to get their kids out of public schools, either through private or homeschooling education. And I know it's a great sacrifice. I homeschool my wife and I, all of our six children. It can be done. They're very intelligent professionals now, and so I encourage people to do that. But there's no solution to this except getting out of the public education system.
Well, if you read the history books and if you read the Bible, this happens over and over again before a collapse. The system comes to have sex with and kill the children. It is a demonic lust, and it's very real. WorldAffairsBrief.com. Thank you, Joel Skousen.
Thank you, Alex. And people get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to hit a few more stories that have broken that I haven't had time to get to. And then we have Trill Salente taking over at about 10 after or so. But I'm going to do a few more segments because I got a few clips, and a few things I haven't hit that are really, really important that I want to cover when we come back on the other side of the break. Really briefly here. We are bringing you Black Friday 2 months early. It's called Black Friday Comes Early Sale, and it's all of the supplements 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. Again, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And let me tell you, our silver skin cream with the hyaluronic acid and the vitamins and the Silver Sol patented solution that's in the Silver Sol wound gel cream. It's also in this. At 50% off, it's almost at cost, but I want you to see how great it is. I want you to experience it. I want you to get something else while you're on the site. But all the supplements, all those products are 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. We always sell a ton of stuff when we do this, but the margins are very, very small. So this is a true Black Friday sale. We're doing it early so that we do things differently here and can only run through this week. InfoWarsStore.com, all the storable foods, all the water filtration, everything 50% off as well. Haven't done specials this big since last Christmas, so I want to thank you all for your support. These are great deals. Support yourself, your family, and the American way by funding the InfoWar, and it's never been easier.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.